Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory. bless the Lord, bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. The song say, I will bless you. We were created to worship the Lord. Therefore, we shall bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried. I love this. This poor woman cried, and the Lord heard her and saved her of all of her troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivered them. And this last verse in Psalm 34 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed, not cursed, but blessed is the man that's trusted in him. I read to you this morning Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8. Remember, people of God, Revelation 12 and 11 say, they overcame him, who? Satan, the devil, and all of his cohorts, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Amen. 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 Once again, we greet you in the awesome, precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for tuning in and listening to They Overcame with Elder Albert and Minister Billy Burns. I am standing in their stead on this morning and hosting for them Evangelist Adrian Bernard of A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. They Overcame is a segment under the umbrella of New Destiny Ministries. And we're just so thankful for an opportunity to come. We're not able to see the switchboard on today, but we greet each and every one of you again in the awesome, precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for tuning in to They Overcame. This segment is about testimonies. This is about what God has done in your life, what he's doing presently in your life, and even what we're expecting God to do. So we just come together to fellowship and lift up our voices and give God praise. As the song says, I just want to praise you for all you've done for me. We're just so thankful for all God has done in our lives. I tell you, if it had not been for the Lord, who has been on our side, I don't know where we would be this morning. I don't know what kind of mind we would have this morning. I don't even know if we would still be intact, our family still intact. But we thank God for the blood of Jesus. We thank him for dying on the cross that man would be redeemed back to him. We thank him for being so mindful of us each and every day. We thank him for his grace. We thank him for his mercies, for his mercies are renewed every morning. And we thank him for renewing our mercies on this morning. I tell you, God is a good God, and he's great, and he's greatly to be praised. I wouldn't trade the experience I've had with getting to know God for no one, for no one and no thing. Amen. For no one and no thing. Amen. This week, even this week, on our radio broadcast, and we air, let me just give you an announcement, we air Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Saturday, Minister Burns and Elder Burns host this segment, They Overcame. And on Sunday, we have early morning prayer for 30 minutes at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we're inviting you and extending an invitation for you to join us in your spare time. We have men and women of God preaching and teaching the gospel each and every day. And our destiny focus this week is still lay aside every weight. Lay aside every weight. Amen. And as I begin to expound upon that particular passage out of Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, it says, wherefore, let me get to it. I hadn't turned to it. I just tried to remember things by memory. It says, but I don't want to remember by memory this morning. I want to be accurate. Amen. So Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 say, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. People of God, we all have to go through for ourselves. We all need a testimony for ourselves. I can't live on your testimony. I can't set aside your weight. I must set aside the weight that so easily beset me. We all have weights in this life. We all have tests. We all have trials. We all have tribulations. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be cast down. We're going to be perplexed. We're going to be in despair. Hallelujah. But just know that we're not destroyed. Just know, hallelujah, that we won't be in our minds where we can't rebound, where we can't be thankful for what God has done in our lives. Hallelujah. I thank him for almost 30 years ago. He brought me into this marvelous life, and I've been running for my life ever since. Hallelujah. When I think of his goodness, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, this is not cliche. This is not cliche. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, it's not cliche. It's not a cliche. It's not something I'm just saying because I don't have anything to say, because I don't have anything to remember from whence I come. But when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, oh, something down in the inside begin to stir. Something down in the inside begins to bubble up because I'm remembering what he's done for me. Therefore, I have a hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank him for his keeping power. I thank him for his love. I ways out of no ways. I thank him for bringing me out some situations that I couldn't see myself coming out of. I thank him for remembering my children. I thank him for the blood that covered my children, that cover my grandchildren and now great-grandchildren. I thank him for my mother still being in the land of the living. I thank him for having a wonderful opportunity to testify about his goodness, to testify about his mercies, to testify about his grace, to testify about his loving kindness, to testify about how he brought me out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just a word of a testimony quickly. Hey, hallelujah, because we're not going to stay on the line. Minister Billy didn't have any guests today, so I just want to, we just like to still open up. We don't want to abandon the assignment that God has given us, because somebody may need this word this morning. Somebody may need to be encouraged this morning. Somebody's troubled on every side this morning. Hallelujah. And we just want to encourage you and let you know to hang on in there. Endure this race. Hallelujah. Run this race with patience. Run it looking to obtain. What am I looking to obtain? I'm looking to obtain a crown of righteousness. Amen, amen. As I begin to just think about God's goodness, hallelujah, I bless him this morning. Hey, God, and I just want to say, tell him thanks. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, before I just get into a brief testimony, we just want to give you praise. We want to thank you for another wonderful opportunity to be in the land of the living. Lord God, we thank you for the host of this broadcast. They overcame Elder Albert Burns and Minister Billy Burns. God, we asking you to shield and protect them as they travel to and fro. Hallelujah. Lord God, we want you to bless them in their endeavors, God. Remember their children. Remember their grandchildren, Lord God. Oh, God, continue to open up doors for them and make ways for them, Lord God. Oh, God, remember all of our leaders. Remember President Barack Obama, God. Oh, God, we asking you to bless this cabinet. Bless the nation as a whole, Lord God. Oh, God, lift up our spirits on this morning. Oh, God, give us a mind to praise you. Give us a mind to be thankful. Give us a mind to lift up our hands up towards you, God, and give you praise, God. Oh, we come against every devil. We come against every demon. We come against every stronghold. We come against sicknesses and diseases. We come against mind battles this morning. We come against anything and everything that would exalt itself above you. Oh, we cast it down this morning. We come against the spirit of oppression. We come against the spirit of depression this morning. Hallelujah. We bind and we loosen the gate. Hey, God, we're asking you, Lord God, to loosen the atmosphere, your presence, God. Loose your anointing, Lord God, where it can permeate the airways on this morning, where somebody would be blessed. Somebody would be encouraged this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for being a mighty God. We thank you for being a God that never fails. We thank you for being a God that never slumber nor sleep. Oh, God, we asking you to go into the nursing homes this morning. Ah, hallelujah, comfort that man, that woman, that boy or girl that may be homeless and outdoors, God. Go into the hospitals this morning. Go into the prison wards this morning and set the captives free. Oh, God, remember my mother this morning, Boston Bernard. Remember my family in New Orleans. Touch my son, Jamal, in the name of Jesus. Remember Danielle this morning, God. Oh, touch our heart this morning. Encourage encourage her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember my grandchildren, God. Oh, God, I bless you this morning. Remember the people of God this morning. Remember Sister Ruby that helped us host and put up the switchboard for these broadcasts each and every day, God. Continue to comfort her. Continue to strengthen her, God. Oh, God, continue to revive our spirit, Lord God. Oh, we bless you this morning. Remember all of our listeners on this morning, those that tune in live on the internet, those that call in every day to hear a word from the Lord. God, we bless you for them this morning. And even those that go back into the archives, we bless you for them this morning. We bless you for every bishop, every apostle, every prophet, every prophetess, every minister, every evangelist, every sister and brother in Christ, every reverend, God. We bless you this morning for them, God. And we give you praise and we give you thanks for them, God. Continue to watch over your people, God. Continue to encourage your people. Continue, Lord God, to let the blood cover them wherever they go, God. Oh, we bless you this morning, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for being a God. A God that cares about us. A God that loves us in spite of our help us to lay aside all these weights, hallelujah, that's bogging us down, God, that's weighing us down where we don't have power, we don't have strength, hallelujah, to run this race. Lord, take the shackles off us this morning. Take the shackles in the chain. Break every chain this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercies and your grace. For your mercy endure it forever. Your mercy endure it forever. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we give you praise and we give you glory for all that you are, for all that you do, and for all that you will do. We bless you because you're great all by yourself. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah, because there's no failure in you, God. There's no failure in you, Lord. And we love you for it this morning. God, I bless you. Bless you today, God. Bless you today, God. God, I bless you this morning. Hallelujah. As I begin to just think about what God has done in my life, I marvel at what God has done for me. I marvel, hallelujah, on how he brought me out, almost 30 years ago. Hallelujah. Didn't know what I was going to do. Didn't know what kind of situation I would be in. But I think about in 1984, November 1984, the Lord brought me out of the streets of New Orleans with an outstretched arm. Hallelujah, an outstretched arm. I had a Methodist background. Hallelujah, you know, coming in and coming out, leaving out the streets sometimes, leaving out the ballrooms and the lounges, and leave out there sometimes still full of alcohol. And sometimes I would feel so bad, go home and change clothes, and then go right on to church, get my children ready, and bring them to church with me. But that's when the Lord was dealing with me, saints of God. He was dealing with me. See, the Lord just don't deal with you instantly. It don't happen instantly. It's a period of time that God deals with man. I remember the scripture said, my spirit will not always strive with man. Oh, but I thank God that his spirit was striving with me. It was striving with me. Before I even moved to Los Angeles, his spirit was striving with me. Amen, amen. I can remember coming out of the clubs, going into, and then getting up, go change, and then go to church. God was dealing with me. I didn't know what was going on, but God was dealing with me. And he allowed me to come out of New Orleans, Louisiana. I tell you, in the following year, I got baptized in the name of Jesus, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost. But I tell you, I had I'll never forget when I left my grandmother and my great-grandmother. They were still in the land of the living. And you know, when you love someone, you want them around you. You don't want them to be at a distance. You don't want them to be a far away. You want them in close proximity to you. Hallelujah. And I can remember my grandmother and my great-grandmother. They began to, they weren't crying physical tears, but they were tears inwardly. And I know they didn't want me to leave, but because of circumstances and situations, they decided to lose me. Hallelujah. My great-grandmother, she had a nephew. I went to live with my aunt on my father's side. And my little children was, my daughter was 11 years old, and my son was 7 years old when I moved to Los Angeles, when God began to transform my life, when he began to give me a new mind. The Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And as I begin to just reflect upon that, hallelujah, one of my mother's friends drove me. I called him just like a father to me. And he drove me and my two children to Los Angeles. I remember having like a brand new 1983 Cutlass Supreme. And I was going into a strange land. I felt like Abraham going into a strange land. But the Lord told Abraham, go out and look for a city whose maker and builder and founder is God. And you know that, see, that would seem like an impossible task today, but God knows what he's doing. Amen. He knows what he's doing. But back to my grandmother, my great-grandmother, she told me, she said she had a brother that lived. He lived in Los Angeles, and he, you know, was up in and was wealthy. I'll just say he was a wealthy man. But she didn't tell me much about him. She just said, go and see Uncle Zemus. But she began to tell me about her nephew, Bishop Winston Singleton. And she said, I have a nephew there in Los Angeles. And she said, you go and you see Winston. You go and you meet Winston, and he's going to help you. Hallelujah. Now, I didn't know nothing. I knew he was a preacher. Mm-hmm. I knew he was a preacher, but I had never physically met him. I just had heard some stories about him, and that was it. But my great-grandmother said, you go and you meet him, and he's going to help you. Ah, God, it brings tears to my eyes right now as I begin to think of it, as I begin to think that, think of how God prepares us. We're already ordained while we're in our mother's womb. God already knows the destiny that he has for us. God already know before we come out the womb. God already know what our end is going to be from the very beginning. And so I went on to Los Angeles in a strange city, in a strange place, away from my family, away from my loved ones, away from my mother and my siblings and my extended family, my aunts and my cousins, separated. And I had a rough time. I had a hard time those first couple of months. Oh, but I can remember God had already orchestrated the path for my life. Amen, amen. And I just thank him. I thank him as I think about that. So I was there in Los Angeles. Hallelujah. And I tried to get into the club scene when I first got there, those first two or three months. Hallelujah. But I remember going on into the next year, February, that was November 84. And then I went in February, and I went to finally meet my cousin, Bishop Winston Singleton. He wasn't a bishop then, he was an elder. And I went one Sunday, and it was late, and my uncle, my grandmother's brother, my uncle told me, you know, you go on up there, their whole church all day, you'll find him, they'll still be there. You know, and I was in for a rude awakening. I didn't know about no apostolic. I didn't know nothing about being baptized in Jesus' name. I didn't know nothing about being filled with the Holy Ghost or none of those things. So I went and I went, and they were, true enough, they were in service to like almost, it was almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and my children was with me, and I met him. And so the next day, you know, he came and he picked me up from my aunt's house, and we went out to breakfast, and, you know, I had all my stuff on like you have on when you're in the world. You know, when you're in the world, you do what the world do. Come on, come on, come on. We do what the world do. But anyway, I remember I said, now, how in the world I'm going to sit with this man, and he's a pastor, and not take a smoke break or whatever, because I was a smoker. And I said, Lord, this is going to be a hard thing. But I went on and met him, and I said, I didn't know what to talk about with no pastor. You know what I mean? Even though that's my relative, he's still, you know, in a position of authority and power and, you know, all the things that come with leadership. And so I said, now, how in the world, all my thought was, getting through this, excuse me, through this meeting with this man and not going to pulling out a cigarette to smoke at the breakfast table. But the Lord was dealing with me, and I want to stress that today, that when God deals with you, he knows what your path is before you. You don't know it, but God knows it. And I tell you, as I sat there, we began to talk about family, and he talked about his aunt, John Salee, because his mother and my great-grandmother are sisters. Amen. So we began to talk about family and different things. And what I loved about this man upon me first meeting him for the very first time was that he didn't thrust religion and being saved and sanctified and telling me I'm going to hell for not living right. He didn't even get on nothing pertaining to living right, pertaining to being saved, pertaining to being sanctified. He did not say any of those things. He just enjoyed me as being a member of his family. And guess what? He knew eventually God was going to do the work. He already knew that God was going to do the work because God was dealing with me. And I remember after the meeting, hallelujah, and I just want to stress this today because somebody needs to know, when you give your life to the Lord, when you make that commitment, God will sustain it. He will sustain it. God will change. Romans 12:1-2 say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and that's when that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that's what God was doing in my life. He was transforming me. Hallelujah. He was renewing my mind because my mind was messed up. Came out of the streets of New Orleans. Hallelujah. So anyway, let me go back to that. And so I went on, and after he dropped me off back to my aunt, I went to try to pick up a cigarette, and this just encouraged somebody. Somebody that has some weights on them this morning, to let you know when you make that commitment, God will loose the weights in your life. He will free you. The shackles and the chains will come off, never to return again. And I went back to my aunt's house, and I tried to pick up a cigarette. I tried to spread the smoking. And I gotten sick. It made me sick. So I tell you, that day, God removed the taste of nicotine out of my mouth. He moved it out of my heart. He moved it out of my mind. Yes, instantly. Why? Because he had a path that he had designed for Adrian to travel on. I didn't know, but he did. And when God began to do that, I said, Lord, what is going on? I, the next day, tried to pick up a cigarette and cut myself, gotten sick. But God had removed the text. He removed the desire out of my heart. And I tell you about maybe less than a month later, then I met my cousin. I met her and Caridia Singleton, and that's Bishop Singleton's niece. And she and I are just like sisters. We've been knowing one another almost 30 years now. So I met my cousin. And after I went that Sunday to Bishop, I just didn't bother to go back to the church. But God was dealing with me. So I remember I was, it was February 1985, and I remember sitting at home and I was watching this NBA because I'm a basketball fanatic. I love basketball. And I was watching the NBA All-Star that year. And it was in the evening, you know, maybe about 5 or 6 in the evening. And, you know, these people had Sunday night service. I didn't know nothing about going to no church on no Sunday night, sweetheart. Oh, Lord, have mercy, not me. Sunday night, go to church? Girl, what are you talking about? So anyway, this girl, Sister Caridia, Pastor Caridia now, she called me and she said, Adrian, she said, won't you come go to church tonight? Our service started, I think she said, at 7 o'clock. I said, what? I said, girl, please. I'm watching the All-Star game. All my favorite basketball players in the All-Star game. Oh, girl, I'm not going to miss a Lord, no. Go to church tonight. Not so. So anyway, as I hung up the telephone, the Lord began to deal with me. The Lord began to deal with me. And I hung up that phone, and the spirit of the Lord began to talk to me. And I didn't know what was going on. And it began to say, what is more important to you, this basketball game or me giving you direction? This spoke just as clearly. Or me giving you direction for you and your children's life. Remember, I was fresh. I was only there about 3 months then. And I wasn't working, wasn't doing nothing. I mean, my two little children, we were sleeping on a sofa bed in one room at my aunt's house. And I needed some help. And the Lord said, what is it? Is these folks on this television with this game, are they going to help you? Are they going to help you? Are they going to give you a job? Are they going to give you a place to stay for you and your children? Remember, you're in a strange place now. You're in a strange city. You don't have the comforts of family around you. You don't have nobody you can go next door to. You don't have nobody you can travel to a couple miles and be in fellowship with them like you had in New Orleans. I have taken you out of your comfort zone, and I have brought and put you in a place that I'm going to see you through in. And I said, my God, I couldn't understand it. But I knew one thing. I needed help. I said, we know when we need help. We know when we need help. Others don't have to tell us. We know our situation. We know what we're involved in. We know how miserable we're feeling. someone have to tell us that? And I began to get up and get dressed. Get dressed. And I got dressed, and I said, well, these folks, I know they don't wear no pants over here. I saw that. So I grabbed a little dress or something I had and got dressed and went. And I tell you, they had a man there, all the piss. See, you always remember your experience when you come to the Lord. You always remember that. Amen. So that night, I got my car and drove. I left the kids there with my aunt, and I drove down over there to this little church. I mean, what the folks are calling it a little storefront, but it's not a storefront. But, you know, when you came out of a big, thriving Cathedral Methodist Church, and then you downsize and you see something a little bit smaller, it was fine. So I went to that church, and I tell you, this man, Elder Pitts, he preached a message called and it was titled, his subject was good. That was it. And he began to talk about how good Jesus was. Oh, he began to talk about tasting and see. Oh, taste, as I read to you in Psalm 34 and 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. That was my experience. So I got up. And that night I walked on up there. I didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know that my life would be forever changed, transformed by the renewing of my mind. I didn't know that I would no longer conform to the world. I didn't know no longer that I would be molded and shaped by God. But I made that first step, and I walked up there with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Remember, God said a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he would in no ways turn it away. Ah, God help me this morning. I'm just trying to testify this morning. I'm just trying to encourage somebody this morning that God will do anything. He'll do everything. He'll do all things that's pertaining to you. Uh-huh. And I walked up there, and I gave my life. I remember telling her I was crying. I gave my life to Jesus. And I got baptized in Jesus' name. And it took me about 3 more months before I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And even that experience, I remember this woman was over tearing service. And, you know, she had deposited something negative, had spoken a negative word into my spirit. And that kind of rattled me. Remember, I didn't have no Holy Ghost. I didn't know nothing about living right. I didn't know nothing about abstaining. I didn't know none of these things. So I would go to this tearing service. You know, back then they had tearing service where you go to tearing service and you get on your knees and you, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you just begin to cry out, keep on saying that until your tongue's loose, and then you get filled with the Holy Ghost. But now I know better. I know I don't have to do no tearing. Hallelujah. I know now I can instruct somebody. All you have to have is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. All you have to do is receive this gift. See, the Holy Ghost is a gift, and all you have to do is receive it. Receive it. How do you receive it? You open up your mouth, and God will fill you up with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is evidence is tongues. The evidence of speaking in unknown tongues. And that's the experience I had 3 months later. But I had that experience because in my mind, my mindset was I got to get over with this lady, this negative word. See, people could speak negative words into your being, into your mind. And sometimes we're not able to overcome them. Sometimes we're not able to get past it. But I remember fasting that Sunday night, that Monday, all that Monday. I said I was going to fast. And I had proposed in my heart that I was going to get the Holy Ghost. And nobody was going to stop me. That negative word that was spoken in my spirit, it was not going to hinder my progress that night. I said, I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. And I fasted. And I went there that Monday, and the Lord, I tell you, the Lord will remove some obstacles in. He'll remove some weight out of your life. And that's what happened. When I got there, the woman was not there that normally oversees this tarrying service. She was not there. And I went with a mind made up. I had a made up mind. I was going to receive everything that God had for me that day. And I went there that night, and I wasn't on my knees no more than maybe 5 minutes. And the Lord filled me up. He filled me up. He come almost with the Holy Ghost. And I've been running for my life ever since. So I want to tell you people of God today, this is just a testimony. Hey, I can't. Lord, hallelujah. When I think, I told you earlier, when I think on his goodness, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I have a hallelujah down in my spirit. I've been running for Jesus for a long time, and I'm not tired. Yes, I've gotten weary. Yes, I've gotten in a state where I want that life given up. We all have those moments. We all have those moments. Oh, but when I think about what he's done for me, when I think about how he brought me out, God brought me out, took cigarettes out my mouth, took a club hopping and all of this other junk out my life, took homemongering and all this other stuff, hallelujah, out of my system. Hey, glory to God. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? So I tell y'all, I got involved. And that's what we have to do, people of God. We have to get involved. What you mean get involved? Seek God and find out what his will is for your life. Seek God and find out what your calling is in the body of Christ. Because we all are ministers. We all have ministries. You just have to seek God for what it is he would have you to do. Seek God. So I got involved. I got involved and I started learning about the ways of God. I started getting into God's word. I began to hear the preacher encourage us and instruct us and teach us how to live holy. We have to be taught how to live holy. It just don't come naturally. We have to be taught how to live holy. The songwriter said, I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. Hallelujah. That don't make me the biggest and the baddest woman on the planet. Oh, but if you have Christ Jesus in your life, he said a good name is rather to be chosen. I've been running for my life ever since. And I tell you, I've had some trauma. I've had some tragedy. My daughter was murdered in 1999, and she left 4 children. I raised all those kids. And it wasn't easy. My daughter was living in New Orleans. So New Orleans is my home. And everybody loved their home. But sometimes you have so many bad experiences at home that you can't function like you should. So therefore God will remove you. Hallelujah, as he did Abraham. He took him out of the land that he was born in and brought him into another land. He said, a land flowing with milk and honey. So sometimes God has to uproot us and get us in a place where we can reminisce, where we can testify of his goodness, as they say. They overcame. This set because I trusted in God. I overcame because I followed the instructions of my grandmother. I overcame because I got up under a leader that was concerned about my soul, people of God. You have to be led. You have to be led of God to get in a place where you can hear him. We need a fresh encounter with God. And as I said, my daughter was murdered. I raised those four children, and I had the experience last month to see my last granddaughter graduate from high school. I have a 16-year-old grandson. He's 16 and a half by now. And he was the baby boy. Then I had my niece that I was raising, and my sister's been in prison for 20 years. And that's how I relocated and came back to Northern California to be like 45 minutes away from my sister. I want you all to continue to pray for her. Her name is Danielle Metz. She's on Facebook. She has a Facebook page. You can Google her name and read about her case and her plight. Amen. And even next Tuesday, the 25th of June, she'll be celebrating a birthday. So I'd like for you all to remember her name is Danielle Metz. And I want to give you our information because it's always good to send an encouraging word, send a card, let them know that you're thinking about them. So her name is Danielle Metz, and her number is 24803-013. And the address, a mailing address, is 5701 8th Street. That's 5701 8th Street, and that is Dublin, California. And the zip is 94568. And if you need any other information, you can contact me or you can contact Minister Burns, and we'll get you that information. Drop her a line and just an encouraging word. Amen. So I just thank God for what he's done in my life, even the tragedy of losing my daughter. You know, if I was not rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus, if I did not have the Holy Ghost and with that power, I don't know where I would be. I may have ended my life, because how many know that, you know, you live your life to see the fulfillment of dreams through your children. You live to get them to a place where they can sustain themselves and they can be productive and they can have successful careers. And when that is short-circuited, it leaves a void. It's a void in your life. But you know what? I thank God for the saints of God. I thank God because I stayed rooted. I stayed grounded. I stayed connected. And that's what we have to do in these trying times, people of God. We have to stay connected. We have to stay rooted and grounded. We have to know that, take the testimony of Job, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Though you slay me, yet will I serve you. Though you slay me, yet will I put all my confidence in you. Because there's no greater God than the Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no one greater. Oh, the soul writer said, I searched the whole world over, and I couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, before my daughter was murdered, my son got an altercation, and it went the other way. And I can remember my daughter, she was crying, you know, telling me about the situation. And this all happened within a matter of 4 days. My son got into altercation and murdered a boy in New Orleans. He was living in New Orleans also. And then that happened on a Thursday. And as my daughter began to try to console me, not knowing that 4 days later, she was going to be shot and murdered. 4 days later, So in a matter of 4 days, I lost both of my children. So I can go on and on. I have some testimonies. I'm not giving you something that I read about in a book. I'm not giving you something that I heard about on the radio or on the television. I'm telling you, I'm giving you my life experiences, and they are real. In the matter of 4 days, both of my children gone, hallelujah, left to raise 4 children. And then with my sister's daughter, that was 5 children. But I'm here to tell you that God will make a way out of no way for you. Ah, yes, God will do that for you. God will promote you. He will elevate you. He will strengthen you. He will encourage you. He will empower you. Yes, glory to God. And I look back now. It's been 14 years. March, I would have celebrated my daughter's 40th birthday. Hey, God, and I still did a little something, and God blessed me. I was able to do a little celebration dinner where she would have been 40 years old. And I look back now, the songwriter say, I look back now and say how I got over. There's no way I could have kept my mind. I can't keep this mind. God has to keep our mind. And that's why we have to entrust him with our lives. Because he cares for us. He cares for us. Hallelujah. And I know you may be wondering how you made it through. I have my moments. I have my moments. When I feel like just flying away, when I feel like just getting lost, sometimes I have moments where, hey, I don't even want to be here any longer. Hallelujah. But when I think of God, when I think of how great he's been in my life, when I think of how he has secured and blessed me, when I think about the many sacrifices that God has made on my behalf, not what I've made, but what he's made on my behalf. When I think of where he brought me from, let me tell you, people of God, I have a testimony. I have a testimony. And this is not something I'm pulling out the sky. It's something that I lived, and I'm still living it, even today. So I just want to encourage you to hold on to Jesus. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Hold on and see what the end going to be. Hallelujah. Stay in this race. For we know that the Bible says the race is not given to the swift. Neither, and I'm paraphrasing, the battle to the strong. But it's given to those that endure. You have to endure this race. You can't get out because you're tired. You can't get out because you're weary. You can't get out because things is not going your way. You can't get out when trouble comes. You can't get out when you're depressed and going through. You got to look to the hills from whence cometh your help. We know that all of our help comes from the Lord. I look back now, and I'm able to see that God has blessed two of my granddaughters. They have children now. One have a grand, the oldest one have a daughter and a son. And then the second oldest, she has a little boy. So I'm a great-grandmother, 2 great-grandsons and 1 great-granddaughter. So I'm seeing the seed, and I'm still standing on the promise that God said he would save our children and our children's children. He said that he would save us. Hallelujah. So I'm looking to God to do that. I'm looking for him to fulfill his promises in my life. See, that's a promise. That's a promise. So Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your ambition. Don't give up on your vision. Hang on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, and he'll bring you out. God will bring you out. I'm not able. I don't know if Sister Ruby got up this morning. Amen. But I'm just going to check. Sister Ruby? Sister Ruby? Okay, so she didn't get up and open up the switchboard for us this morning. So I was handicapped, wasn't in a position to pull up the computer and get to the switchboard, so I'm unable to see who's on the line today, so therefore I can't open up anybody else's line. But I just wanted to give a little testimony. I just wanted to tell you about God's greatness, about his goodness. Amen. And you can go back into the archives. I'm not going to prolong. I just stood in Minister Billy and Elder Burns stead today and was a little tired in my body, you know. But when you make a commitment to do something, you have to go forward. Still a little tired in my body. So you all pray for God to strengthen me. Amen. I'm not complaining. I'm not murmuring. I'm not coming up with any excuses, but it is what it is. Amen. So I just wanted to come on and honor the commitment that I made to Minister Billy Burns to come on and just share a little of my testimony and just to encourage someone out there that may be listening on the internet, that they even may go back in the archives and listen later and let you know that God can do anything. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. He can do anything but fail. So be encouraged on today and know that God is still in the saving business. He's still in the business of bringing together families. He's still in the business of fulfilling your heart's desire. He said, if your ways please me, I will give you the desires of your heart. He said, commit your way unto me. Amen. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to close this segment on out with the word of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. Oh, God, we bless you for who you are. Thank you for where you brought me from. Thank you for where you're taking me to, God. Oh, God, remember your people here everywhere, all over the nation. Remember the ministers. Remember your precious people, God. Continue to encourage us. Continue, Lord God, to do what no other power can do but you. Oh, God, continue to give us a mind to call on you day and night. Lord, continue to keep us encouraged. Continue to keep us uplifted. Continue, Lord God, to give us all the glory and all the praise and honor. Hallelujah. That goes only to you, Jesus. Keep us, God, in your divine will. We want to be in your divine will, God. Oh, help us as we go through our daily lives, God. Help us to trust you more. Oh, God, give us a fresh encounter. Give us a fresh encounter with you, God. Help us to lay at your feet. Help us, Lord God, to call on you. Hallelujah. Until we get an answer. Help us to call on you until we are refreshed. Help us to call on you until we're renewed in our minds. Oh, God, help us not to get weary in well-doing, God. Hallelujah, for you said we will reap. We will reap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we will reap. Hallelujah, we will reap. You don't know most, God. Oh, if we faint not, God, help us not to faint, God. Help us to stay strong in your word. Help us to stay strong in your name, God. Oh, we bless you, Lord God. Continue to strengthen Minister Burns and Elder Elba Burns, God. Even bless Bishop Lewis. Hallelujah, in the meeting that they're having, God. Oh, God, we bless you. And we want you all to remember the citywide. Lord, bless us to have the citywide crusade. Ah, I know it looks a little bleak, hallelujah, but we're coming to the Carolinas. All roads lead to Raleigh, North Carolina, on September the 5th through the 7th. We ask you, Lord God, to bless it. Hallelujah. Make provision for this vision, God, like nobody can but you, God. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for it being done. Remember Bishop Patterson that's down there in that area. Remember Apostle Walter Clark that's down in that area, God. Oh, God, we bless you. Remember Bishop Lewis again, Leo Lewis, God. We trying to do some great things. Remember Pastor Hamilton and all those that's making a commitment to come. Hey, glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hey, you don't know Messiah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Citywide crusade. Come in the, go out into the community and gather souls. Talk to souls, reach souls. That's what God is about. He's about souls. He's not about no things. He's not about no houses and lands. He is interested in souls. He's interested in people. God is a people God. Amen, amen. So God bless you all on today. We're going to close. Again, we invite you to tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for 30 minutes of corporate prayer. Amen. And remember, Monday through Friday, we're on at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join us for a time of reflection. And next Saturday, come back and join They Overcame with Elder Burns and Minister Billy Burns at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. God bless you all. Have a beautiful and joyful weekend. In the name of Jesus, and as you go to your houses of worship, remember to pray for others. Remember to pray for somebody else. Don't pray for just your folk and no more. Pray for others. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you. Have a great day.